Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Anchorman, David Baldorado, big news of the day. Hurricane Melissa now making landfall in Cuba. Let's get the latest from CBS, starting with Michael George.
Hurricane Melissa has now weakened to a Category 3, but it's plowing full steam ahead into Cuba, where it just made its second landfall. The storm's outer bands already brought severe flooding to parts of Cuba, where hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes. And we're getting a first look at some of the damage in Jamaica. Officials are calling it extensive. More than three quarters of the island is without power, buildings ripped apart, streets and homes flooded, and trees and power lines down. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest. Do we have any sense yet of how many lives have been lost?
We are in the early stages of assessing the damage here, but it is already being blamed for at least three deaths in Haiti, one in the Dominican Republic, and three in Jamaica. President Trump overnight said the U.S. is prepared to send humanitarian aid.
New images show the extent of the devastation in Jamaica after Hurricane Melissa, one of the strongest storms on record, slammed into the island on Tuesday.
Jamaica's gone through what I can call one of its worst periods.
Heavy storm surge left streets underwater, sustained winds up to 185 miles per hour, ripped off roofs, uprooted trees, and brought down power lines. Local officials say hundreds of thousands of people are without electricity.
Here is our home away from home.
American tourists Steve and Wendy Shirk hunkered down during the storm in a shelter at their resort in Ocho Rios.
The guests, they've been very cooperative. They've been very reassured. Mm-hmm. There's no panic.
It was peaceful in the shelter.
The storm being watched closely across the U.S., where the latest census shows more than a million people identify as Jamaican or Jamaican-American.
I have my sisters, I have nephews, I have nieces. In Kingston, Jamaica.
Texas restaurant owner Errol Biles has been working to get supplies to the island to help with the recovery.
I've partnered with a local nonprofit organization that is collecting canned foods, personal items, baby diapers, baby food.
Meanwhile, heavy rains and floods now batter Cuba, where thousands have already evacuated.
We're talking more than 700,000 people being evacuated in Cuba. Forecasters are warning of catastrophic damage with storm surge of up to 12 feet in some places.
And so, as we look at the track of the storm, it'll continue to move northeast, which takes it off the coast of the mainland of the United States. So as we get ready for November on Saturday and hurricane season ends at the end of the month of November, that's good news for people. But Aaron, have you seen some of the videos and some of the photographs? The airport in Jamaica, they showed a gate waiting area and it was flooded, windows broken out, part of the roof gone. And it was literally raining inside the gate in the waiting area in Jamaica.
I cannot even imagine. I had a few discussions yesterday with a few people that, you know, were like, I'm not in an emotional state to talk about this yet on the air, or I haven't gotten in contact with my family there, but it's really just emotional to see the devastation. And I did. I've seen a few videos.
Yeah, we reached out. There is a contingent of people and some organized groups here from Jamaica that live in the Pittsburgh area.
Right.
And we'll expect to get some reaction from them. On a much brighter note, economically here, this Westinghouse deal, I know David Balorado reported on it yesterday, and we can touch on that with Rich Fitzgerald, who's coming in next hour for our weekly visit, about the impact this has to the region as becoming an energy hub and an economic boom in that field. So Westinghouse announced yesterday an $80 billion deal with our U.S. government to build nuclear reactors. And it's, quote, Energy Secretary Chris Wright says, this historic partnership with America's leading nuclear company will help unleash the fully energized America and win the global AI race. So the federal government is locked in with this region's drive to be a hub for artificial intelligence.
I say it all the time, and I will say it again. With us becoming the hub of AI and the NFL draft, I cannot wait to see what our region looks like post-draft toward the end of 2026, going into 2027. I mean, I think we're climbing.
Yeah, and what's important and what a lot of people will tell you and what I took away from even this panel discussion about the draft, that's only a one-off. And while it's great, it's bringing a lot of attention, but you need some staying power. And all of this energy investment and news gives you hope to, A, keep young people here, but attract people to the region, because we're going to need the workers, frankly.
Right.
And so it gives young people a real opportunity not to have to go.
Right, to build their life and, based on all the development, to live in the city if they want to. So, yeah, it's really exciting to think about.
So Westinghouse has already had, obviously, a global impact, but this is a big deal. They have a reactor. It's an AP1000 unit, they call it. And they have 14 more being constructed. There are 4 in operation globally. Another 5 are under contract. And now with this investment, it promises to be even bigger. So that's a very good bump. Afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the yellow van. Speaking of going to court, you heard Texas is taking Tylenol to court over this whole, the link that they are claiming they didn't share with pregnant women and the potential link to autism, which has been disputed by many, many medical people, but it's going to go to court. So it's set up that, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because that could be important information discovery in the process.
Right. Yeah, I mean, certainly there's a lot of people talking about that, and then you see people who want to be social media influencers who decide they're just going to take handfuls of Tylenol. I've seen that some people have gone to the hospital as a result of that.
Now that is just psychotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other extreme.
Yeah.
There are always extremes. Do you shop this early for the holidays? David, I'm looking at you. I'm guessing no.
No.
You're a last minute five below guy, dollar guy.
Well, not that bad, but...
Aaron,
well,
are you already planning?
So
I have a reason to ask.
Yeah, I went to my niece's soccer game yesterday, and I realized I have 6 nieces and nephews, siblings, parents, in-laws, and so I am going to start early.
May I recommend, as the family grows, you do the lottery draft at Thanksgiving. So you put all the family names and you get to draw one, and then you pick a
That's fun.
Gift amount total, and then you have a person.
That is actually really brilliant.
That way, but you can focus on one.
Oh, but I've got to be the grouch about that. Does that ever really work? Because remember doing that in grade school or Sunday school, and you know, it just never works.
David.
Well, what was the issue in grade school?
What happened in grade school? Talk about it.
Did you ever did you do that in grade school? In
I've done that
school?
Before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a grab bag lottery.
Yeah.
For the holiday gift for whatever family member. I didn't do it in grade school. I don't remember.
We used to do that in school. I think that's enough to teach
white
you
that elephant
that's a bad idea.
Is what they call it.
Yeah. All I remember is the nun saying, if you bring enough for everybody in the class, you can go ahead
gosh.
And get candy.
Yeah.
Mr. Man. All right. A new report shows that the average American household plans to spend more than $1,000 this year on holiday gifts. This way, if you break it down where you only have to do one for the family,
you can buy one $1,000 gift.
No, not that much. So they say that's up from last year, but that doesn't necessarily mean we're buying more stuff. Experts just say it's because stuff costs more. So you're spending more and getting less for those holiday gifts. Just in case.
Yeah.
David, you're single.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't mean to pry. Aaron, we know, is now 4 years in, so you're no longer a newlywed. We established that yesterday, Aaron.
Yes.
But there's a reason. David, there are pickup lines.
Oh, gee,
a writer in Australia spent weeks eavesdropping on singles bars and discovered that guys are more likely to flip through dating apps instead of saying something funny for fear of being rejected. That's why dating.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Dating apps are so popular. Do you utilize those at all, David?
Not anymore. I did for a while, but you know.
Came up with zeros.
Can I just say, I do think that a guy with a sense of humor, and David, your humor is hysterically dry. You have like dry humor. I think that a guy with a sense of humor goes, I tell this to Vinny all the time. If a guy can make a girl laugh, odds are pretty high.
That's a good sign on a first date.
Yeah.
All right. Here's one of the lines that this guy heard. He spent weeks in the single bars just writing down what he overheard. I seem to have lost my phone number. Can I have yours?
Mm.
Seemed pretty
Excuse
cheesy.
Me, but I think you've got my chair.
But at least, though, he said the biggest issue is men are afraid to approach a woman face to face again for the fear of rejection.
Yeah.
Women are kind of rude nowadays.
But I think the reliance on social media has made that even more of a problem these days because people just don't know how to communicate face-to-face in a lot of cases.
Right.
Well, that is a challenge with a lot of people because your head is buried in your phone.
Right.
Well, and it raises the expectations to kind of be not realistic sometimes, which that's what I mean when I say women can be rude, is their expectations aren't realistic. Then the poor guy doesn't even have a chance.
So mean to us. He's trying to get along. All right, Dr. Seuss died 35 years ago, but we're going to get a new book, a new posthumous book from Dr. Seuss. It's called Sing the 50 States. It will feature the Cat in the Hat. The manuscript was found earlier this year in the archives at a library in San Diego, along with notes for the illustrations. So this is truly new Dr. Seuss material. It'll be released just in time for America's 250th birthday. And the book released after his death was What Pet Should I Get? That was 10 years ago. So this is going to be 11 years after, and he's been gone for 35 years, but a brand new Dr. Seuss book.
Well, if he's writing a book about Sing the 50 States, there goes Puerto Rico's hopes.
Wow. We'll have to add a footnote. Joe, want to bring you up to date on the latest from Hurricane Melissa. And we go to David Schallenberger, meteorologist with our National Weather Service here in Pittsburgh. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. So we saw as a Category 5, Melissa hit Jamaica, now downgraded to a Category 3 as it makes landfall in Cuba, but still a very potent storm, right?
That is correct. They did see some winds do actually reach that 175 windfall speed. And then also in Jamaica, there was some reports of roughly between 6 and 8 inches. There could have been a few isolated areas that got in close to 8. So they certainly got their rainfall amounts. And Cuba actually is in the bullseye for, it looks like there's forecasting some isolated 16-inch amounts there for rainfall in that area.
And obviously that's devastating. And actually in Jamaica, they got less rain than they had anticipated. But still, we haven't had an opportunity to fully measure the damage done in Jamaica yet. But it started to move a little quicker. At one point, this storm as a Category 5 was only moving at 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, that can happen a lot of times when there's not a lot of the westerlies aren't very strong, obviously, down around the tropics. So sometimes you get in those areas where there's a shear free area and then plenty of heat and plenty of moisture in that area, and they just sit there and they just strengthen. Especially since the Gulf that we're dealing with, or that Caribbean area there that we're dealing with, usually shallower waters.
Now, that said, this is not going to directly impact the continental U.S.
No, it's not expected to impact the continental U.S. as it tracks off to the northeast. And as this hurricane gets caught up in the westerlies, winds right now on it are 115 miles per hour. It's about a weak or a low end Cat 3. So it should start being shifted off to the northeast and slowly begin to weaken.
Anything behind it developing?
Looking at the maps, it looks like Melissa is the only one that they're tracking on. Now, if you want to get into what's going on in the Pacific, there is a weak tropical depression called actually a tropical storm called Sonia. So,
well, while you're here, before you go, it looks like this week for us, we're going to transition into November. It is the weekend where we change the clocks. We actually gain an hour's sleep. So that part's good, but it's pretty seasonal, right? And a little rain on the way.
Yeah, actually, we do. We have a little bit of rain on the way coming in tonight, and it looks like we're going to be looking at kind of like a rain shadow area down in the southeast along the ridges, where they're only going to get less than an inch, but you go to the northwest, they could be looking at anywhere between an inch and a half to 2 inches in some places.
All right, appreciate the update, David. Thank you.
No problem. You have a good one.
Meteorologist David Schallenberger with the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. SNAP on the minds of many. 2 million people affected in the state of Pennsylvania. Day 29 of the federal government shutdown. Maybe some hope on the horizon. CBS's Michael George.
We are now in day 29 of the government shutdown. More than half of U.S. states are suing the Trump administration for its vow to stop SNAP food assistance this weekend. Vice President J.D. Vance says the White House has found a way to pay members of the military this Friday, while air traffic controllers missed their first paycheck. CBS's Torian Small reports from Washington.
Air traffic controllers faced a grim new reality on Tuesday. They missed their first full paycheck.
We received a partial paycheck about 2 weeks ago. Today we've received zero. It's just a lot of stress.
Union representatives passed out leaflets outside of LAX on Tuesday, urging an end to the shutdown. This comes as more than two dozen states announced plans to sue the Trump administration for cutting off SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps, this weekend. The Department of Agriculture said food benefits for 40 million Americans will cease on Saturday if the government doesn't reopen. Democratic lawmakers say the federal government has the money to continue to provide food assistance, but is opting not to.
What President Trump is doing on the hunger issue and on the nutrition issue is immoral. I am the ranking member on the Appropriations Committee, and I promise you that there is funding available to provide SNAP benefits beyond November 1st.
All of this comes as the Senate failed for a 13th time to advance a spending bill to reopen the government as Democrats hold out for extensions to health care subsidies. Republicans maintain they will not discuss health care until after Democrats vote to reopen the government.
I spoke with the president last night. He's happy to sit down with the Democrats next week to talk about Obamacare. But you can't do that when the government is shut down.
Wednesday will mark four full weeks of a government shutdown. Torian Small, CBS News, Washington.
And we continue to wait and wait for a budget in the state of Pennsylvania.
Hurricane Melissa moves away from Jamaica, losing strength but still wreaking havoc. Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt at the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Melissa is now Category 3.
There has been some weakening, and now that it's over land, we do anticipate that some additional weakening will occur. However, it is still forecast to be a strong hurricane as it moves across the Bahamas later today.
And as we just reiterated with the National Weather Service here, this storm will not impact directly on the lower 48, specifically Florida and the Carolinas, though surf may be high for a while.
AAA wants drivers to get an understanding of a simple concept, slow down and move over. Jim Garrity, their director of public affairs, says it's as simple as slowing down and moving over for anyone who's stopped on the side of the road.
No matter where you go, there is a move over law, but it's not just, you know, it's not just points on your license or a potential fine. Mm-hmm. It could be the difference between whether someone lives or dies.
And part of the problem, David, is not everybody's in tune with this. So you're in traffic, and I saw this where there was a man in a pickup truck, and he almost fell into traffic jumping off his truck, but yet people weren't moving over. And, you know, fortunately, it didn't happen. We have heard far too often over time where, you know, somebody gets hit even while assisting somebody else. This just happened over the weekend. But not everybody's in tune with this. So.
Right. And if you see the driver in front of you getting over, that's probably a good idea for you to do it too.
Right.
And you've heard a penny for your thoughts. Giant Eagle doesn't even want your thoughts. They just want your pennies.
Yeah, this is interesting because there has been a move by the federal government to stop manufacturing pennies. So if you have pennies, they're asking you more than a penny for your thoughts. They actually need them for people that still pay cash.
They'll give you the equivalent of two pennies for each one you turn in.
Right. And this is starting Saturday. On Saturday, right?
Yeah, I believe it is just Saturday.
Yeah, it's a one day, and we'll have more details on that. But why not? How many people have jars of pennies that maybe have been sitting there for years?
Well, that's what, you know, years and years and years ago, Larry, I talked to Glenn Meekham about this, and you know, I just did a follow-up interview with him a couple of months ago because he was saying this back then. That's the whole problem. Pennies don't, they cost more to manufacture, and no one actually uses them. They just hold on to them.
So, Giant Eagle wants your pennies. Yeah. Penny for your thoughts, and you'll get something for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.